Friends Project 4. A friend in need is a friend indeed. Přítel v potřebě je přítel ve skutečnosti. A friend in need is a friend indeed. Try to be pure in thought, word and deed. Snaž se být čistý v myšlence, slově a skutku. Try to be pure in thought, word and deed. Spolehnout se na někoho, rely on. Věř mi, trust me, věř svým instinktům, trust your instincts. So, friends, one day an antelope and a monkey spolu šli. Were walking along. Walk along the street, walk along the river, jít popodál, jinak spolu taky together. Go out together, go for a walk together. Zvířata jsou tady jako he, on. I feel tired, said the monkey. Všechno tohleto chození mě obléká ven, takže mě znavuje. All this walking is wearing me out. At the end of the day, I am worn out. Worn. Trpný rod. It's easier for you, ty máš, you've got long legs. Mine are very short. Vylézt na něco je bez předložky. Climb a tree, climb a hill, ale vyšplát se na záda, dostat se tam, to on tam může být, takže climb on my back. If you climb on my back, I'll carry you, said the antelope. Thank you, said the monkey. Ale to nestojí ani za řeč. Nezmiňuj to. Don't mention it. Don't mention it, my friend, said the antelope. Já vím, I know, that if I need something, jestliže potřebuji nebo budu potřebovat něco, takže budu, pokračuje budoucím časem, ty se o mě postaráš, pohlídáš mě. You'll look after me. I know that if I need anything, cokoliv, you'll look after me. Of course, said the monkey, a vyšplhala se, climbed onto the antelope's back. Ti dva kamarádi pokračovali, až the two friends walked on until they came to a tree. The monkey jumped down and they both sat down in the shade. Shade, že si sedli do stínu. Shade. 50 shades of grey. Vedle slovíčka shade máme i shadow, třeba dlouhé stíny stromů, long shadows of trees, nebo dává si moc očních stínů. She puts on too much eye shadow. She puts on too much eye shadow. Takže the monkey jumped down and they both sat down in the shade. Zatímco, while they were sitting there, however, oni uviděli, they saw a lion přicházející, coming towards them. Oh no, said the monkey. Jestli if that lion catches us, tak nás spořádá, sežere. He'll eat us up. Šlo by jenom eat us, to up je ještě to spořádat, sežrat. Jen si dej u stolu eat up. Eat up, jes nahoru, jen si dej eat up. Možná PPČ už měl. Perhaps he's already had his dinner, said the antelope. Jestliže, tak potom, if he isn't hungry, he'll leave us alone. Nech mě být, leave me alone. Hey, leave me alone. He'll leave us alone. Yes. I mean, nemůžeme zjistit, but we can't find out if he's hungry or not, said the monkey. Quick, dostanu se na tvý záda, I'll get on your back again and we can escape. Hurry up. No ale tak to je k ničemu. That's no good. Nebo it's good for nothing. Takže zpátky k té frázi that's no good, said his friend. Nebudu schopna, I won't be able to run very fast, když ty si, if you're on my back. The lion will easily chytit, catch us, anebo dopadne, dostihne, catch up with me. The lion will easily catch up with me. Celou tu dobu lev byl blíže a dostával se blíže. All the time the lion was getting closer. Ale my musíme něco vymyslet. But we must think of something. Think of something, said the monkey. Nemůžeme to prostě jen tak vzdát. We can't just give up. Takže já to vzdávám. I give up, to it tam nemusí být. Nikdy to nezdávej. Never give up. Hey, never give up. A nech toho kouření, give up smoking. So we can't just give up. Well, I'm sorry, said the antelope, ale já jsem vyběhla ven z myšlenek, takže už mi došly nápady. I've run out of ideas. But I've run out of ideas. I know, said the monkey. On, he won't get us, nedostane nás, jestliže my vylezeme. Tam se furt popakuje, že v té ifové sekci není future, pak je. So he won't get us if we climb this tree. Climb a tree bez předložky on. Climb this tree. Podle obrázku to je savana, so they live in the savannah. A můžou být savannas jako množné číslo. Oh, hey, but I can't climb trees, said the antelope. I can, said the monkey. And ten opičák, jumped up into the tree a usadil se, sat on one of the branches. Branches. The lion was very close. Oh, I can't run away now. Teď už nemůžu běžet pryč, pomyslela, thought the antelope. That lion can run a lot faster than I can. So the antelope se položila, lay down on the ground a předstírala and pretended to be dead. The lion came to the tree. Vzhlédl, he looked up and saw the monkey sitting na nějaký on a branch. Then he walked up, došel až ke komu, up to the antelope. Sehnul se dolů, bent. He bent down a očuchal, sniffed, může být předložka, ale i bez ní, takže snifoval ucho and sniffed the antelope's ear chvilku for a few moments. Tady u toho slovíčko moment je just a moment, please. A potom třeba chci říct, no, ona docela jako má svý jako dobrý chvilky, když někoho pomluvám. She has her moments. Nebo film, jako je blbý, já říkám, no nějaký světlý chvilky má. The film has its moments. Pár zajímavých míst. The film has its moments. She has her moments. For a few moments. Then he walked away. When the lion was gone, the monkey came down the tree and the antelope stood up. Phew, said the monkey, that was scary, but what was the lion doing? Viděla jsem ho snifovat. I saw him sniffing your ear. Sniff around the house. Čmuchat kolem domu. Sniff around the house. "He was talking to me," said the antelope. "Really?" said the monkey. What did he say?" "He said, 'You should choose your friends more carefully.'" Careful, carefully, двойная L, double L. One day, an antelope and a monkey were walking alone. "I feel tired," said the monkey. "All this walking is wearing me out. It's easier for you. You've got long legs. Mine are very short." "If you climb on my back, I'll carry you," said the antelope. "Thank you," said the monkey. "Oh, don't mention it, my friend," said the antelope. I know that if I need anything, you'll look after me." "Of course," said the monkey, and climbed onto the antelope's back. The two friends walked on until they came to a tree. The monkey jumped down and they both sat down in the shade. While they were sitting there, however, they saw a lion coming towards them. "Oh no," said the monkey, "if that lion catches us, he'll eat us up."
"Oh, perhaps he's already had his dinner," said the antelope.
"If he isn't hungry, he'll leave us alone."
"Yes, but we can't find out if he's hungry or not," said the monkey.
"Quick, I'll get on your back again and we can escape. Hurry up."
"Oh, that's no good," said his friend.
"I won't be able to run very fast if you're on my back. The lion will easily catch up with me."
All the time, the lion was getting closer.
"But we must think of something," said the monkey. "We can't just give up."
"Well, I'm sorry," said the antelope, "but I've run out of ideas."
"I know," said the monkey. He won't get us if we climb this tree."
"But I can't climb trees," said the antelope.
"I can," said the monkey, and he jumped up into the tree and sat on one of the branches. The lion was very close.
"Ooh, I can't run away now," thought the antelope. "That lion can run a lot faster than I can." So the antelope lay down on the ground and pretended to be dead.
The lion came to the tree. He looked up and saw the monkey sitting on a branch. Then he walked up to the antelope. He bent down and sniffed the antelope's ear for a few moments. Then he walked away. When the lion was gone, the monkey came down the tree and the antelope stood up.
"Phew," said the monkey, "that was scary, but what was the lion doing? I saw him sniffing your ear."
"Oh, he was talking to me," said the antelope.
"Really?" said the monkey. "What did he say?"
"He said, 'You should choose your friends more carefully.'"